In this week's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First tackles the future of the Buffalo Bills and reviews some of the latest news coming out of the Buffalo School District. But first, an update on some downtown development projects that aren't getting the publicity of the Harbor Center or Canal Side.
Just within the past couple of weeks, you have TM Montanti taking over the former Spaghetti Warehouse building. They're going to put 20 apartments in there and some first floor office space. Just down the street, almost a block away, Carl Paladino has bought the old former Jansen Brothers building, which has been vacant for about 10 years. And it's going to be a mixed use again, five upper-level apartments, and then the first two floors have some offices in there. Jake Schneider has got a couple developments along the Elm Oak Corridor. It's interesting because, you know, there's been a lot of stuff along Main Street, along Washington Street, but now we're starting to see the boundaries push out a little bit. You know, now we're talking Elm Street. Rocco Termini's looking north into the Elmwood area with a couple projects, and he's got a couple more in the pipeline. So, again, this is all a case of more is better. And I don't think we've seen a cycle like this in probably going back 50, 60 years, maybe even longer.
All right. And now, of course, these folks who are going to be living downtown, they're going to have the opportunity to do something that people in downtown haven't had a chance to do in almost 40 years, and that's drive on Main Street. What's the latest?
Sort of like Pilgrim's Progress, slow, but it is happening. If you look at the 700 block of Main Street, it is now open to cars. It has been. And they want to do this all the way down Main Street, eventually getting all the way down to the waterfront, sort of create, resolving an economic development faux pas that happened in the early 80s when they closed off vehicular traffic to the Main Street pedestrian mall, which was, by everyone's account, never should have happened. But it did, so now it's a very expensive price tag, but we're correcting a wrong.
One of the things that we talk about a lot that is plaguing the city to a certain extent, the school district.
I think we have a school district that is knee-deep or deeper in dysfunction. I know Carl Paladino can be a bull in a china shop, but he's spot on with his criticisms. They shouldn't be hiring administrators who aren't certified and have the proper credentials to be in the positions they're in. That's wrong on every level. And it just seems, for all the economic development progress that's happening in Buffalo, the Achilles heel is the Buffalo School District. And it's not the teachers in the classroom. They're as much victims of this as the students. It's higher. It's the administration level. They need a complete, almost draconian change over there. It's clearly not working. It's getting worse, not getting better. And that, if you talk to any real estate, especially on the residential side, any real estate, that is the one thing that people stop and say, you know, I want to be in Buffalo, but,
right.
And that but is the school district.
With Ralph Wilson passing away, the big question comes up, what about the Bills?
Everybody take a step back. You know, when Mr. Wilson's estate goes through the probate process, who knows? It could be a year, could be 2 years. There's nothing to say that they're instantly going to throw a for sale sign on the team. I do believe Mr. Wilson believed in the Buffalo Bills remaining the Buffalo Bills. I do believe that there's enough checks and balances in, you know, going forward that we're not going to lose the Buffalo Bills in the immediate future. And what happens beyond 2022? None of us know. The Cleveland Browns moved.
And they came back because there was a new stadium.
Yeah.
So the point then is, and I think this is the question that everybody has, how quick does this community move to build a new stadium, and will it be worth it?
Well, you have to look at the makeup of the committee. Obviously, when the Bills themselves put a construction guy like Lou Simonelli on the board or on that committee, it leads you to believe that they might be looking beyond the current Ralph Wilson Stadium. Although the stadium isn't really good. It has good bones. With all the improvements that are being made, it's in good shape. So, okay, do you pick up and move that stadium, that complex? Tell me where there's 1,000 acres, plus or minus, in downtown Buffalo or the immediate Buffalo area where you can build a stadium, have the parking lots for tailgating. And by the way, what are you going to do with the old stadium? You're going to turn it into an office park? If you turn it into a demolish it, make it into an office park, are you encouraging suburban sprawl then? You know, businesses that might be in downtown or Buffalo might be encouraged to go out to the stadium property.
Jim Fink, as always, a pleasure having you on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.